We are on Daf Kuf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Let us start five lines from the bottom. Kamo Kidei Ibud. We had, if one was walking on Oir Kidei Ibud, so it loses the Shivas of Oir Kibosa, it's not Mekabel Tomei. Kamo Kidei Ibud, Omar Ravuna, Omar Rabbi Yanai, Arbas Mile. The times, if a person was walking on the earth, the time span of Abbas Milim, that's 72 minutes, so that is considered an Ibud that transforms Oyer, that was equivalent to Basa, it becomes Oyer now. Let us look at the Girsa on the side, Omar Ababo, Omar Esh Lokish, Legabel, a person who is kneading a dough, the Letfile and Letzerech Tfile, Unetilas Yadayim Abbas Mila, is also a shear of Dalet Mila. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that this memre that we had brought down before, Rav Abo, Omar Esh Lokish, so Nachman Bar Yitzchok says there was a mistake in the one who said this memre. Ayvoy Omro. It's not Rav Abo said this memre b'shem Lash Lokish. Ayvoy said it. Va'abo Omro bo. And there are four things that have a shear of Dalet Milim. V'chodo Minayim Avoyde. And one of these four things are Ibud Oiris. That means the way we have the memra from Rav Abo, he only said three in Yonim, there's a shira of Abu Milim, the Gabal, the Tzvilon, Tilos Yadayim. So Nachman Yitzchok said no, it was Ivey said it, and he said four things have the shira, and one of them is Avoide, Ibud Oiris, that if one walks on the air a time span of 72 minutes, so it doesn't have a shame bosser anymore, it has a shame air, and it's not mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi, legabel halosh isosoi betara, v'hu socher lebal habayis. A person is hired for a bal habos to be losh isosoi betara, V'tzorich l'mayim l'hatvil kelov, and he needs the kelim that he was given or that he has are tamidike kelim. So there's a problem. How is he going to be losh the isim? V'tare, if you have tamidike kelim, is yatriach atzmoy abo milim atche yagia l'mikve v'yatko. So, als the Chiyuv Schiris, it seems there was an agreement that he's going to be Loshi Sosei Betare. So, in the agreement, in the obligation of this Kabbal, there is that, if the Kelim are Tomei, and you have to travel a distance of Abor Milim, in order to be Tomei, the Kelim, that's part of your obligation, and you're mechuyev to do this. V'yoyse mikah, but what is if there's a mikveh that's more than arba milim away from this kabel, ein olav litroyach min hastam. So this already is not in the contract, this is not, and never obligated myself, I'm going to walk more than 4 milim, more than 72 minutes. We're talking about a hinin tzarik. I'm never going to walk more than 72 minutes one way to table the kelim. Elim kein noisun le balabayis schar halichet. listen, if you want more than that, this is a new obligation, which let's first speak about how much money you're going to pay me for, then we're in business. But that was never in the contract, that was never in our agreement. That's a gabel. Vilitvile, amahalech bederech, vigomar beliboy v'reitze lolein miboyjoy. He's traveling, and then he decided it's enough for today. He's stopping to travel. Im yesh beis haknesses lefonov ad arba'as milim. So we tell him, if you'll continue traveling another 72 minutes, there'll be a shul, and you'll be able to daven mincha with a minyan. Taisus means down from Rashi, not the Beis HaKnesses, but something means there's a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses. Yatriach v'yelech shom kedei sheyispal. So we're speaking about it's on his way. He wanted to stop for the day, so we tell him, no, go further, and daven with a minyan. Unetilas yadayim la'achila ve'ein lo'y mayim. V'yesh mayim lechonov l'soif abo milim, yamtim ad sheyagi l'mayim. If in a 72-minute period you'll be able to get water for Netilas Yadayim, so you're not permitted to eat now without Netilas Yadayim, you have to wait till you get there. You have to continue on your derech another 72 minutes at Shigi Alamayim. Now, then Rav Nachum by Yitzhak said, Aiva Yomro, Lahoshmaita Mishmeda Resh Lokish, Vashemeya To Bein Aiva Lababo. So the Shemeya said over Bashem Rababo, it's not Rababo, it's Aiva. Va'aboy Omabo, and he said four things need. There's a shear of Dalet Milim, Babo Dvorim, Oyoimabo Bishir Dalet Milim. Avoid, how could they avoid the Masnisin, that it's called, that it was an Ibud done to the oil, it was walked upon for 72 minutes. Omar, let's go back to the Gemara. Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanine, Leishonu, Elo Lofono. This chiyuv that we're obligating, let's say, Litvile, or the Netilas Yadayim, we're obligating a person, he wants to stop, he wants to eat now, he wants to have now be a chidus. We say, no, go further, and another 72 minutes, in order to dama with a minion, or to wash, that stopke, if the, that what he's going further is lefonov, that means he's not going out of his way, He's continuing on the way. He's getting closer to his destination. He wanted to stop here, so we told him, no, go further. If it's a shir dalad milim, and then that with a minyan or wash. Avol la'achov, but to go back out of his way, afilu mil echod ein ichoisa. He's not mechuyev to go back even a mil, because that's out of his way already. He's not mechuyev to go back. Avache b'yakev oma umino, from the Loshon of Rabbi Yossi b'Avchanine, he said, afilu mil einei choyzer, milu deinei choyzer, hapoches mi mil choyzer. But less than a mil is mechuyiv to go back out of his way. Less than a mil, less than 18 minutes is mechuyiv to go back. Let us see Tosfos. Legabel, Perish akuntres, mi she yesh loy legabel isas chaveri betare. He agreed to need yenem's dough betare, zoich le troyech adalad milim lahatvol keilo. Le vize, loikoi lefono ulaacha vagabel, de ein regilois lahaskir odom baderech lasis loy isa. So Taisha says, by all the other things, by Tfile, Netilas Yodayim, so it makes sense, he's a Hilich Baderech, he can daven Abi Yechidis, or wait till he comes to, or go further till he reaches a shul. So we tell him, go further. Now, a person who's Lo Shanisa, he's not a traveling gabel. I mean, it's a Modna Maisa. Either he's traveling or he's a gabel. So normally, a gabel means that he's a gabel, he's Yoshev Bebeisoi. So Memela, the sheer Dalet Milim would mean, good, he's Yoshev Bebeisoi. Now he sees that the Kelim Atome. So he has to go Dalet Milim. The Dalet Milim, it's irrelevant to which direction he's going. He has to go Dalet Milim. So Bemison Rashi in Psochim says this, that what Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said, Leishon Ela Lefono, Al La'achav Afilu Mil Echad Ein Echais, that's speaking of these two, Atfilu Netil Shadayim. Agabol is... Agabol is this one shir of Dalet Milim. Lefisa loikoi lefono v'la'acho v'agabo. Dein regilis lahaskir oto v'derech lasis lo'ise. And that is a shtikl doichik, because it seems there's a member of these three things, l'gabo, l'tvila, in Amar Rabbi Yosi b'chanino lo'ishono lefono, it seems it's going on gabo also. So therefore, Rashi's pshat is a shtikl doichik. Venire ke perish or a different pshat. The perish in yesh gabol hoise ise betare berochek dalet milim yamtina shegiye lo ise gabol mayir bodem hoilech beterech vakert. It's speaking about a person who eats chulin betare and now he's beterech and he can't find kelim toirem, he can't so vakert. So if you'll go ahead dalet milim, you'll find someone who's losh isa betare, so mele, so continue your journey, and then you'll get a hold of that gabel, and he should be losh isa betare. But that's not if it's on his way. But if he has to go out of the way, so then the whole, he's an oichel chulim betare. So to go out of the way, it's only less than a meal. But if it's on your way, you should wait a shir of dalet milim. So that's pshat in Legabel. Umiyu, Masha Pirish Ba'oruch. So Legabel, Tosfos likes the pshat of the Oruch better than Rashi's pshat. But the Oruch says pshat, Letvile, Lirchets Yodov Letvile. That he wants to, we're not talking about a minyu, we're talking about to get water to wash his hands before davening. Hey, Nira, I wish to disagree with this. Tehichi Domi. If it's already Zman Tvile, Holayit Alo Abaye, Bibroches Amanda Mahadar Amaye Bidan Sloisa. He says, Abaye was Mekalo, someone who became the Zman Tvile, and now he's looking for water. He's going to look for water, he's going to pass the Zman Tvile. So Memele, so the Zichanodin of the way the Oruch says, that one is mechuyev to go dalet mil if it's mantvile, because and the ray of Abai was to receive elchatz benekoyin kapai. Sometimes the rechitza does not have to be with water; it can be benekoyin. Kol midi de menaki. So memele, if it's igias mantvile, you daven, you menake your hands. Kol midi de menaki, you daven. V'loimotos mantvile, and if it's speaking about a loimotos mantvile, ma'iriyah dalad milin, afila tu venami, is mechuyev, I'm heard the Kechidish, that the mechuyev to go even more than dalad milin to wash your hands, afila tu venami. By Netilas Yadayim, we do have a shear of Dalet Milim. and you're allowed to eat. And until it's your dime, you're allowed to eat if you cover your hands with a suda, but you're allowed to eat if you have to go more than dalad milim. Remember chuyev, and here Taisvis assumes for a dover poshet that if it's Vegiyas man tefillah is mechuyev to go more than dalad milim. V'nire keperish hakontres to le'inyin le'ispalo ba'asorai. They're speaking about not washing the hands to go for a minyan. Rashi says, basic neses, Taisius seems to understand not the mila to daven in the shul is mechayev to go dalad milim. No, the Indian, there's a minyan in the shul. Fine. V'teima, da mailo choshev avoide de besomach. So, it's very modern. Why, in this lotion, didn't he mention avoide? I mean, with those four things, later, the ivory taka mentioned avoide. Why did he mention avoide? One question. V'oid, Laman the Choshev Avoide, the one that says Ibud Oires is a Shia from Dalad Minim, Amayle Choshev Shloishim Ris the Beperik Lo Yachper, the Midis Hamil Zayin Umachzeris. That means like this: is the Gemara Lo Yachper, which is speaking about the Hilchas Achokas Nazikin, you have to be Machik Shloishim Ris Mehayir if you want to capture Eifes. So this also didn't have Dalad Milim. So Bishleim, if he wouldn't speak about Ibud Eires, so we're speaking about Ruchniestike Nyonim, we're speaking about Tvile, Netilash Yadayim, Gabo, to make Chulun Betar. So speaking about, it's good as another Shia also of Dalad Milim to be Malchik, Lamed Ris, which is Dalad Milim, from Anir. So that, we're not talking about, that's sure, you have to, we're not speaking about all halachas of Dalad Milim, we're speaking about the Fruma halachas, the Gehetrila, the Tilashadai. But the one that's Goyris Avoide, so this already is also already a mundane halacha. This is speaking about, if you want to walk on the earth, that it's not mekabel tumah. So this is also a poshut halacha. So if you're speaking about such halachas, also speak about, there's another din of dalad milim, lamadris. Rabbi Nechanano perish, Birdik Rabbi Nechanano, litvile, litvile, litvilosai. Amirdik Zach. We're talking about a Balkari, and he didn't daven yet, and he can go dalad mil in order to table himself and daven betare. So litvav, so he should walk dalad mil. The af al gav the kaimulon Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire bedivrei Torah. The Gemara says in Brachas Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire bitlu al tefilas Ezra. They were mevatel tefilas Ezra. Hani mili lil maidele krishma. Meiridik, alimada teure, they were meiko, they were mevato. By krishma they were mevato. Avala tvila loi, but by tvila, wapte takonas ezra. So memele, so if he wants to daven, he has to zashir of dalad milim. It's also very unclear. That means, if there's a din of Takonas Ezra, and there was a din of Takonas Ezra Lagabi Torah, so the din is you're not allowed to learn Torah till you table yourself. And there was a Pishiyurim from Dalad Milim. I mean, there was not in the Sugi and Baruches, it doesn't say anything about Dalad Milim. It will say Lemaise by Tfilah, it remained. So fine. So this isn't allowed to daven betume. So it's more than dalad milim. So don't daven. I mean, what was? I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira said they were never mevatel takonas Ezra. So just like you don't learn Kozman, just like you don't learn Kozman that you're Tomei, so you don't have any dips. It's very unclear how we get the shir of Talad Milim. Inami, leitzvira leiter Rav Yehuda ben Seira. Nacherger. Now we don't hold bechlal like Rav Yehuda ben Seira, we hold it still a din of Takonis Ezra. So zichem odnip, so now there's a new shir. He says, there's a new shir of Takonis Ezra. The holding of Takonis Ezra was only a shir of Dalad Milim. Ole Perish Rabbeinu Hananu, so according to Rabbeinu Hananu, Niche, Lechoshiv Avoide, Lechoshiv Ella Hanach Tloso, Shein Inyan Tare. Oh, so Mamela, it's very good. So according to Rabbeinu Hananu, we're only speaking about, we didn't mention Avoide, we're speaking about in Yonai Tara, a person who was Loshi Sosi Betare, so that they didn't have to go to Alad Milim. Litvile means also to table himself, to daven Betare. Until it's Yadayim, Tara's Yadayim. So forget, we're speaking about in Yonai Tara, so that's why we don't speak about Abayde. Abayde is something else when the oil loses the shame, oil gets the shame boss and gets the shame oil. Yeah. Man the choshev avoide, in the next lotion, Ivoi was choshev avoide, shehi kemoi meinyin taretz, also in yonai taretz, shemetayr ho'er minatume, like this, the oil is like boso, nitzmekabel tume. The Gemara says, but if you were mahalach on it, ashir av dalad milim, it won't be mekabel tume. It's also tare. Lachichoshim lechoshim yidish loishim riz. So it's very good that the shloishim riz doesn't come in because we're speaking about in yonei tare, which are dependent on dalad milim. So the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonon, Ligyain ha'iver mimokim lamokim. Ligyain is like a battalion of soldiers. They're going from one place to another place. V'nichnas labayis, they enter the bayis, habayis tome. So you should know everything in the bayis is tome tome meis. Now where's their meisim over here? She'ein lecha kol ligyoin v'ligyoin she'ein loy kame kalpalim karkaplin karkaplin. What's karkaplin? Zikrashi let us see Rashi ligyoin gedut ha'ivrim lilochim al beis mochamtam. And they're going from one place to another. So when they go, they take with them karkaplin oir roish oda meis. We mentioned the Radbaz report on this Gemara. And forget, it was a gewaldike skule in Shmire that if you go into a Mulchame, that from the Sonim, this was a Shmire from the Oivim and Sonim. So all the soldiers, besides what they had in their knapsack, they took with them the oil of the Roshim of Meisim, which was in the Chochmas HaKishif, it was a protection against Oivim Besonim. So that means if they enter the house, so it seems the oil HaOdom is Metame, it's Metame Ba'oil, it seems. You have to know, this is a Pshashayla, Atam Kroyimodom, you have to know, I mean, what Oiris did they have over here? They had Oiris, if they had Goyish Oiris, so according to Rav Shimon, Goy is not Metama Boil. If it's not going according to Rav Shimon, they had Yiddish Oiris. Ba'al Tetame, and don't think that this is a rare thing to carry with oneself the oir of the Rosh Hashanah, Sherei Kapoloi Shel Rabbi Shmuel Munach B'Rosh Melochem. We say in the Arzei Levonoin that Lemaise they skinned the head of Rabbi Shmuel, and besides that, some rishis what they had done, but this was it's munach b'roish melochem. In order for they felt that they have a gemaldik shmirim by going with it or having it with it. So memela, that's this halacha. I think it would be kedai to look in the Sichas Chula now, before we learn the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamavshit Bivheimo Ubachayo Bitahoiro Ubitmeyo Bidako Ubegase Lishotiach Kedei Achize. So let us see, Rashi, what this means. Hamavshit bebehema ubechaya b'tahoira. So what is the taich of tahoira? Shchuta. V'hu tamei. He is tamei. The mavshit is tamei. He did not touch the besar of the behema. He's touching the oil. And we have to know, is the oir ayad lahavi tume alabosom? That's what the din is over here. So nochamo, hamavshit bebeima bechaya b'tahira. Tahira means shchuta, that this is a behema or a chaya that was toir. It wasn't the means, it was geshocht and wasn't on the meile. V'hu tamei. And he's Tomei, and a Yad is Mevi Esatume. So we're going to learn now halachis when the Oyer is Mevi Esatume Laboso, when the Oyer is not Mevi Esatume Laboso. That's what we're going to learn. That's case number one. Oy bit Tmeya, second case. Hamavshit bebeima bechaya b'toira. Ubit meya means oibit meya. What does tmeya mean? Nevela. That means he's mavshit on nevela. Vuhu toya. And he's toya. So now we're going to speak about different halachas. He's not touching the besar, the basar of the shchuta or the nevela. He's touching the earth. So there are certain instances that the oir gets a toiras yad. So if the behema is toir and he's tamei, so he'll be metame the behema to his negiya ba'oir. If the behema is a nevela and he's toir, so he'll be mekapel tume to his negiya ba'oir. But there are certain cases when the oir is a yad and when the oir is not a yad to be discussed. Now, so that's that we just said, Pshat in the Mishnah, Hamavshit bebeima b'chai b'toira, ubetmei b'daka v'gas. That's we just said Pshat. Now, im mavshitoi, if the purpose of the hefshit is, lasais min ha'oir shotiyach, the purpose of that, what he's skinning this animal is, to make something to spread out, lemita, for a bed, bishulchan, for a table, maybe, let's see, the shita mekabetzes, aleph, im mafshitoi lasis mner shatiach lamite, bishulchan, lishkavolov, eleishavolov, the mafshitoi poshut, kederech sha'onu ois. That means, what had you mafshit at the poshtoi? It means, the way we have a picture in the Sichas Chulin, first you slit the oil from the neck down the belly, the whole length of the behemoth, Lehavi ha'er chibo leboso, sha'anegeya ba'er lav kenegeya beboso domi, ela kedei achiza havi chibo. That means, so l'shatiyach, kedei achiza. So let's see the next Rashi. Kedei achiza. If the oil that was, he cut the whole oil of the behemoth from the lying on its back, he cut it from the stomach. So if the oil was already spread out, kidei achize, we'll see later the shim behizes to tvachim, havi chibo, so it's a chibo. It's a chibo to the boso, yat lohoitzi tume mina nevela im negeya boy, ulahachnis tume leboso im toirehi. If there's a shir of kedei achize, so this oil is a chibul to the boso, and therefore, so it matters if the boso is tummy, he'll be mekabel tume by touching the oil. If the boso is toil, so he'll be metame the boso if he's tummy. Utvei mehoche, but if he started separating the oil, and there's more than kedei achize, loy havi yad lahachnis lohitzi tum, if it's more than two tvachim, it's three tvachim, let's say, so it's not a yad lahachnis lohitzi tum, lakama mafarish kama kedei achize. Later we'll see the shik de achize, the Gemara calls it a tefach, but it's a tefach kofu, it's two tvachim. The shir of kedei achize is one tefach or two tvachim. That's that. So we just learned the shir, if a person is skinning an animal, letzayrach shituach, that he cuts it in the middle, so then the shir of chibo lebosar is kedei achize, more than kedei achize, is no chibul labasa, so that's not a yad. Ula chaymes, but what is the purpose of skinning the animal is to make a jug. Now, if he wants to make a jug, he'll be very careful not to cut the skin. He wants to pull off the skin like you pull off a sweater from, but he doesn't want to make any cuts. He wants it to be, that the contents of the jug, it shouldn't leak out from the jug. So there's a different oifen of skinning it that we have in the Sichas Chulin, the picture, that if he starts skinning it from the neck down, ad sheyavshit esachose. So what does Rashi say? Im mafshitoi kaful, so here it says on the side, pleime sha'er nish'eres kfula kamayshi baloyshi tuach. That means it bends over, and he's not going to spread it out. It's going to be a receptacle. L'tzayrech chaymos, here it says, the Shita Mekabetz is a lechemes mafshita kafel sholem. That means the whole thing is double. It's not one piece. It's like it's a sholem letzayre chemes. Kein oisin sha oisin letzayre tvash. Like those jugs you make letzayre tvash. Umaschil mi pia. So you start from the pair of the animal. V'hoifchoi klapeis nove, and you fold it over, it goes, you pull it down, till the zono, and it comes out that you have a oir sholei, without any splits in it. עד שיפשיט אסך חוזר. הווי חיבו, till you מפשיט את החוזר, הווי חיבו. Then that oil is a חיבו, ונגיע בו oil, פניגיע. ובוסו, so if you touch the oil, till you finish the חוזר, הווי חיבו, ונגיע בו oil, כנגיע בבוסו. בין לי תומי, Zai, it will be mekabel tume from him. Bein litame, mipnei she'achozer kosher lahapshit mikol eivorim. Since it's very difficult to be mapshit achozer, therefore, we won't speak about the oimek hadvorim. So therefore, it's called achibo. The oir, till he's mafshit the chose, the oir is a chibo to the bosa, till he finished being mafshit the chose, the oir is a yad to the bosa, and be metam of the bosa, and be kabul tume from the bosa. After he passed by the bosa, the oir, the chose, after he passed by the chose, the oir is no more chibo to the bosa. So, memela, so we hear like this, by shatiach, the shir chibo is, kidei achize. Which is tefach or tutvachim. That's if he split the oil. If he's skinning the oil and he wants it to be ganz, so then the shir chibur is till he finishes skinning the chozer. That is if he started skinning from the head down. Ham margil, but what if he's skinning from the feet? That means the feet are on the top, and he started skinning from the feet till the neck. Kuloi chibur letume. Then the whole oil is a chibur letume. Litame uletame. So what does Rashi say? Hamargil shehischel lechoitchoi miragleo klape roisha. Here he's skinning the animal from the raglayim till the roish, umafshita kofol lechemis, and he's being mafshited double. That means he's mafshited on both sides. Kuloi chibo, so then the oir is a chibo, bidnei shachose lesoif hefshetai. And we hear whatever the lumbus is, till you pass by the chose, there's nothing but to talk about. The whole thing is a chibo. So memelem, bnei shachose lesoif hefshetai, if he started from the raglayim and he's going till the rosh, so till he reaches the chozer, there's nothing but to talk about. So he has to pass the chozer. Lefikach kulay chibur. So the oil, this whole area, when we started from the roish, so soon as we passed the chozer, the rest of the area was not a chibur anymore. It's not a chibur anymore to the boss. But if he's starting from the raglayim to the roish, so till he passes the chosa, which is mamish towards the end, it's a chibo. And negeya av boir hamufshot, kenegeya bebosa. Fine. That's a margul kule chibo letume li tome uletame. Oir sha'ala tzavo. Now we pass the chosa. Now we're up to the neck. We're margil. We started from the feet to the neck. We're up to the neck already. Oir sha'ala tzavo. So Rashi says, may atzai nifshatis, like it slips off by itself. It's very loose, it seems. Lefichach einoi chibo, lasais hamufshet orishen chibo, kederach shechozo oiso. That means the chose made that everything is a chibo. The kuloi chibo diktoni lavdav kuloi elad a chose. That means till after the chazer, abiyach menuraima ainai chibo. That means that what it says, kulai chibo, that the whole oir is a chibo to the bosa, that's till after the chazer. After the chazer, kulai chibo. The minute we pass the chazer, we're after the tzabo, then it's not a chibo anymore. And the Chachamim hold that no Kozman is attached, it's still a Chibur, even though we passed the Chazer, and we're up to the Eir HaTzava, it is a Chibur. So that is Pshat in the Mishnah. The guidelines are as follows. If a person is mafshit l'shatiyah, and he does this by cutting the oil before the hefshit, so then there's a shir of kedei achize that is achibo. If he's mafshit l'chemos, so then it depends where he started from. So if he started from the roish, so then till after he passes the chose, it's achibo. Afterwards, it's not achibo anymore. And if he started from the raglayim, so the whole area to left he passes the chose is a chibo. And then, if the eir hatzava is left over, tzeva machloikes tanoim if it's still a chibo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's not a chibo. The chamim say it is a chibo. Mikan ve'eilech mai. Zot gemore mekan ve'eloch mai. So let's see what Rashi says. Mishehivshit kedei achize beposhet al pnei kuloi la'acher shesotkoi minatzavo adazona. First he split it from the tzavo to the zona, bemtzois, in the middle of the skin. Kederech hamavshitin. Vehivshit kedei achize sviveis kulay. The Baal, he was mafshit kedei achize. So you have now kedei achize on both sides of the split. Mikan ve'elech. So that is a chibo. Kedei achize is a chibo. So the Gemara says, mikan ve'elech mai. But what happens if he was mafshit more? He went more now. So you have mai. So we have a machloikis. Omar Rav, toher hamufshit. Ad mokem chibore. That what is mufshit after the kedei achize, that's toher. That means if he was mafshited more than kedei achize, so now he is oil that's more than kedei achize, so this mufshit is toyer. This is not a chibur. So if a tamei touches it, garnish me garnish. That was mufshit after kedei achize. Avo michiburai ve'ilach, but when the oil is still mechubur, that means we're going further down, it was mafshit, let's say, three tfachim. Let's say two tfachim is kedei achize, is mafshit a third tefach. This third tefach, a tamei touches it, is garnished. This third tefach is not a yad. Toyer amufshit. This third tefach is toyer. If you're gonna touch the oyer, which is still attached, that oyer is a shema. That oyer is a shema to the bosa. You touch that, so then you'll be metame the bosa. But if you'll touch from the second tefach, which is the shir kedei achize, till the third tefach, the area from after the kedei achize till the mokem hachibul, that means, so he was mafshit already three tefachim, four tefachim. So now we have four tefachim of oil that's mufshit. The first two tefachim were kedei achize. Now he has another two tefachim, which are more than that. So if a tamei will touch these two tfachim, The next two Tvachim, it's garnished but garnished. These next two Tvachim are not considered a yad to the Basar, so Toyer HaMufshit. So this which was Mufshit after the Kedei Achize, that is Toyer, that's what Rashi says. Toyer HaMufshit Ad Mokim Chiburai, till explain the Machloikis, Rav Asi and Rav. Let's say I was mafshit the five tvachim. And then after five tvachim, it's attached, the oil is still attached. The fifth tefach, I mean the last tefach, which is next to the mokim achibur, is the machloikis, Rav and Rav Asi, is that a yad? Is this fifth tefach a yad? Rav holds after the first two tefachim, whatever is mufshit is not a yad anymore. A tamei touches it, garnish mit garnish. You touch the mokim achibur, it's a shayna. Rav Asi says, this fifth tefach, the tefach hasamuch l'mokim achibur, is a yad. Why is it a yad? Because you hold on to there, tishlep vayta. So this is considered as a yad that enables me to be mafshit the behemoth. So Mamela, that is a Teres Yad, and it'll be Metama. So that Tefach, I was Mavshit 5-12, the last Tefach is a Teres Yad. Now, so Rashi explains, Rav wishes to disagree. Rav holds the whole Tum of a Yad is, if the Yad is used to be Metaltal the Oichel. That means till now we had a bone, and on the end of the bone is a piece of meat. So the bone is a yad to hold the meat. So the bone brings tumah to the meat. That's a yad. Over here, this tefach I use to enable me to be mafshit further. That's true. But I don't need this tefach for the basa. That means, so Rav holds the whole din yodos by tumah is, if the yad enables me to eat the basa, so to hold the basa, so that's called a yad to the basa. Here, this tefach enables me to continue being mafshit. That's true. It's good for me. But I'm not metaltal the basa through this yad. It only enables me to be mafshit further. So Rav said that doesn't make it a yad to the basa. Rav Asi holds it makes it a yad to the basa.